Brian and Tricia, Quick C 98.3. So some kind of sad news this morning. United States officials say that the ivory-billed woodpecker and 22 other species will be officially declared extinct today.
Oh, my.
That's the largest announcement ever in the history of us tracking such things. So the ivory-billed woodpecker is one that kind of hits home. They thought they were still finding those in the swamps in western Arkansas, not far from where I grew up. They would be spotted by people, allegedly, but officials never could find them, and they never could find nesting sites. They've never found the young.
Yeah.
They've never found eggs. And they have not actually been spotted in a proven way for almost 20 years.
Wow. And they have people dedicated to mm-hmm. looking for... That's their job, is to do these kind of things.
There's a type of a freshwater mussel called the flat pig toe that is being declared extinct. And there's a couple of other things as well. There are 902 species that we know for a fact are extinct in modern history. But that includes flowers, animals, okay. birds, things like that. Yeah, this is interesting. We're losing some species. So should we be this worried? I mean...
Well... You know, if you think about it, we don't have dinosaurs anymore.
Right.
And so maybe everything kind of has its lifespan. And, you know, God's like, okay, we don't need those. What about stink bugs? Can we get those, like, put in that list?
Yeah. I would like to figure out how to make stink bugs extinct.
Yeah. That'd be great.
I would breed, like, killer spiders to release on the stink bugs and then find something to eat the spiders.
Oh, I was like, then you have killer spiders. What?
Then we can have murder squirrels.
Oh, no.
Squirrels have little hands, and you can teach squirrels to, like have tiny little knives to kill
the spiders.
Speaking
of squirrels, I'm telling you, yesterday afternoon, I was driving not far from the station here, and a squirrel crossed the road, and I'm pretty sure it was carrying an apple from its mouth.
Yes.
That thing was, like, bigger than its mouth.
Yes.
I mean, bigger than the squirrel itself. I was like, are you going to be able to get across the road with that, or do you need help?
Squirrels
do I need to pull over
strong.
And help you?
Squirrels are very strong.
It was huge. It was crazy. All right, I'm done.
Murder squirrels.
That's awful. It's
with
terrifying.
Tiny little knives. They probably already have those in Australia. They got some weird animals over there.